Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We glorify, we honor, we adore. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. In Jesus' precious name, give him the praise as you take your seat. The atmosphere is so deep, and there has been such a heavy download from heaven to us. And tonight I want you to get ready for something very, very heavy. 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Tonight, I speak on the subject, a royal priesthood - responsibilities of royalty. Actually, responsibilities of kingship. If that will make someone understand it better. Our objective is to understand God's plan of royalty for his people. And secondly, to understand the duties and responsibilities of kingship, royalty. What is the meaning? Who is a king? And what is royalty all about? It is the authority over a particular domain. Being in charge of domains and realms. When we say a person is a king, he is in charge of a domain or a realm. That is why it is called kingdom, the domain of the king. A queen is in charge of a realm or a domain. So when he says you are a royal priesthood, he's saying that you are a priest that is in charge of a realm or a domain. Or a man in charge of a realm or a domain that has a priestly mantle. Beloved brothers, beloved sisters, the plan of God for his people, the plan of God for the church, is for the saints to have the combination of spirituality and authority and royalty. The combination of spirituality and authority and royalty over various realms and domains of human endeavor. 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 And scriptures abound to show that this is what should be. You are not a child of God that is permitted to be lost in the crowd. You are not the child of God that is permitted to just be in the flow.
You are not the child of God that is existing just to exist. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1, it said, and it shall come to pass that if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set you on high, above all the nations of the earth, on high, above. Any realm where you found yourself, any field where you found yourself, your destination is on high and above. In verse 13 of the same Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, okay, let's start from verse 10 first. Deuteronomy 28, and then in verse 10 it said, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord. They shall see. I want to place you where they will see. In verse 13 now he said, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only. The only place you are permitted to be is above. Not middle, not below. Only, above only. I have not given you any option to be anywhere else. Above only. And thou shalt not be beneath. If it is not above, you are in the wrong place. Above, only, can you sit straight, sir? If it is not above, you are not in the right place. If somebody else is above in the realm where you are, it means somebody is occupying your place. I want you to get angry today. If somebody is above in the realm where you are, it means somebody has taken your place. He said you don't have an option. Above only. Not middle, not below. Above only. If it is not above, you are misplaced. If it is not above, you have been displaced. Maybe they use occultism to displace you. Maybe they use witchcraft to displace you. But the place that is yours is above. If it is not above, you lost your place. If I stop here today, I preached. You are in banking and finance. You are in the academia. You are in academics. You are in business. You are in ministry. You are in the entertainment industry. You are in science and technology. If you are not above, you are not in your place. If you are not above and someone else is above, someone else has taken your place. And the most painful thing is that most of the people who took the place are unbelievers. Most of the people who took the place are enemies of God. Some of them are atheists. If you are not above, you are misplaced. You have been displaced. If you are not above, you have been replaced. Misplaced, displaced, replaced. Underline that place in your Bible. Above only. That is, I have not given you a room. After this conference, you shall have a sticker titled Above Only. 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 Somebody shout it to me. Above only. 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 Look at your neighbor, say, I don't have an option. I have been sentenced to the realm of above only. I am excited because the church is taking over. The church is taking over. The church is taking over. The church is taking over in various realms, in various fields, in various domains. The people of God are taking over. Somebody shout above only. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Isaiah chapter 2 and in verse 2. Isaiah chapter 2 and in verse 2. He said, it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. When mountains gather, this mountain is on top. The mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. And shall be exalted above the hills. Somebody say topmost top. Mountain is already on top. Now he said the mountains shall be on top of the mountains. When you come to the mountains, when mountains gather, there are mountains that are more mountain than mountains. That is talking about the church. And that is talking about the members of the church. Is somebody hearing something tonight? After you have heard what you are about to hear, tomorrow you shall be prepared for coronation and enthronement. Officially launched into your place that is above only, into the top place where you belong. You are saying amen. Shout it like a believer. Somebody shout above only. That is my place. In Micah chapter 4 verse 1 to 2. He said it, the same thing he said. Mahoshato kevelita yada hashari. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. The mountain of the Lord's house. The mountain. So the house of the Lord will exist like a mountain. It's an institution, an organization. And when you put it side by side with other organizations, non-profit organization, this, that organization, the mountain of the Lord's house is taller than them. Now, the mountain of the Lord's house is taller than them. The meaning of that is the members, the individual citizens of the house will also be taller than their competitors, than their contemporaries in other realms that are not in the Lord's house. Because when the body is lifted, every part of the body goes up. You cannot go up and your leg is down. If the Lord's house is up, the people of the Lord are up. That is why the most dominant institutions in the earth came from the Lord's house. 8 out of 10 of the top universities in the world came out of the Lord's house. From Oxford to Cambridge to Harvard and Yale and all of them. Mention all of them. They came from till today, till tomorrow. Harvard was established more like an institution to train clergy. Oxford, Cambridge, the same thing. Yes. All those universities that unbeliever people are shocking themselves. I went to Oxford. I went to Cambridge. I am a graduate of Harvard. They are all instituted by church. If church didn't do it, there would be no Cambridge, no Harvard, no Oxford. Methodist Church was founded right from Oxford in the Holy Club. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? That is the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, exalted above the hills. There are universities in Nigeria, but a Christian university is number one now. Covenant University.
Universities that are there for decades.
This one is there for maybe 2 decades or much or so. It has overtaken all of them. The mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted in the top of the mountains, exalted above. I announce to someone here today, above only is your realm. Above only is your realm. Shout the loudest, amen. Let's go on Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 and 2. Scriptures that show us that our realm, that we are meant to be in charge in our realms. Arise, shine, for thy light is come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And kings shall come to thy light and Gentiles shall come to the light and kings to the brightness of your rising. That is, I will so make you outstanding that other kings, people that are in charge as well, will bow for your rising. That is, I will cause you to rise until those who have equally risen will recognize your superior rise. Those who have equally risen will consider the superiority of your rise. If God is speaking to you, say a louder amen. In Isaiah chapter 33 and in verse 15, Isaiah 33 and in verse 15, he's talking to the church. He said, he that walketh up righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from the holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, that shutteth his eyes from seeing evil, the child of God, he said, this one shall dwell on low. He shall dwell in the middle. Where is his dwelling place? He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him. His water shall be sure. Is there somebody that is dwelling on high and not on low? You jump up with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. Look at somebody by yourself. Say, I am dwelling on high. Above only. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord and let's look again at the book of Deuteronomy 32:11-13. Deuteronomy 32:11-13. It says, as an eagle steereth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord did lead them. That is talking about how God brought Israel out of Egypt. And there was no strange God with him. Look at this. He made him to crawl in the low places of the earth. He made him to run in the right high place of the earth. No energy. Dispatch of energy. He made him to ride on the high places of the earth that he might eat the increase of the fields. He made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. How many people are about to ride on high, on high, on high? You have struggled below for too long. You have struggled on the ground for too long. You are ready to ride on high, on high, on high. Shout the loudest, amen. In Isaiah chapter 58 and in verse 14, it's taking us on high still. He said then, shall thou delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to crawl in the valley places of the earth. No, I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Somebody shout yes. Listen. lift your right hand and say, Lord, I agree with you. Say it louder, say, Lord, I agree with you. Say it louder, say, Lord, I agree with you. It is the high places of the earth. It is the high places of the earth that we belong. If you look at all these symbolisms that God used to describe his people, I will take them one by one. If you look at Joel chapter 2 verse 4, it says we are like horses. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses. And as horsemen, so shall they run. So it is describing you not as a donkey, not as a sheep. Because if you come to the arena of race and battle, what you look for is the horse. Like they used to say in Nigeria, this my people know they carry last. They can't come behind. Their appearance is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so shall you run. When he's looking for another thing to compare you, he didn't say the appearance is the appearance of dogs or goats. When he's looking for another thing to compare you with, he couldn't see anything to find except the lion. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 1. He said, the wicked flee when no man pursue, but the righteous as bold as a lion. So you are a lion. Stop behaving like a jackal. You are a predator preying on the devil. Stop behaving like a prey. Proverbs 30 and in verse 30, he said the lion is the strongest among the beasts, and he turneth not away for anything. He does not know how to turn back for battle. He does not know how to know defeat. That is your prophetic destiny. Your covenant destiny is the destiny of the horse in race, is the destiny of the lion in the jungle among the birds. Ay, 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 ay. One day my baby here told me, he said, Daddy, who taught you how to walk? She watches me for, watch me while. One day she was I was at the airport and she was videoing me from behind. Who taught you how to walk? I said, Ede, buddy. There is a combination of insight and light that will produce a certain level of confidence that is imparted in your steps. A certain level of stateliness. A certain level of, oh, Mahashata. That you just know that you know that this is who you are. I am not doing guy. I'm natural. I'm not planning to walk like that. The walk is inside the body. Are you hearing what I am saying here today? Listen to this. By the time this program is over, I prophesy that every mentality that is contrary to royalty in your life will evaporate and disappear back to hell. In battle, he compares us. In race, he compares us to the horse. Among animals, he compares us to the lion. Among everything that flies, he says we are eagles. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. Take your seat. Why did he say chicken? They that wait on the Lord, they shall move around the house like chickens that are waiting to be cooked for Christmas. No. May those goats that attended that man's church not go close to the church near Christmas. They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. Your prophetic destiny is the destiny of an eagle. Why are you struggling like a chicken? The high places, the high places, the eagle is the king of the birds, flying 10,000 feet above sea level. Seeing his prey 100 kilometers ahead, carrying weights that are 3 times his size, stately eagle, there is nothing it cannot dare. I saw an eagle one day. I think a hyena looked for his trouble. It came close and the hyena was trying to pursue it. He said, what? Do you know who you are dealing with? So he flat and went up 1 inch. And then landed on the back of the hyena and locked his claws. Just locked it and began to eat it alive. No mercy. Until I began to pity the poor hyena. He was in pain. But nobody could save him. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? When it comes to the celestial bodies, he said, we are stars. Do you know that stars? Somebody thought that the star was smaller than the sun. No. The smallest star is bigger than the sun. They look tiny because of their distance from the earth. They look tiny because of their distance from the earth. And what do we call those who are achievers in various fields? We call them stars. In Daniel chapter 12 verse 3, he said, They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. In Genesis 26 and in verse 4, God was speaking to Abraham, to Isaac, and reproducing the covenant he made with his father. He said, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and I will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and in verse 41, he said, there is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars, for one star differed from another in glory. You are a horse if it comes to race. You are a lion if it comes to the jungle. You are an eagle. Oh, that's right. Thank you for those dangerous, dangerous pictures. You are a horse if it comes, because there is nothing that helps imagination like illustration, like observation. You are a horse if it comes to race and battle, a galloping horse. See how stately the horse is. You are a lion if it comes to the jungle in case of other animals looking for your trouble. You are an eagle if it is in the air looking for the serpent to pick and kill. You are a star if it comes to the celestial bodies and it comes to the galaxies and the Milky Ways. You are a star. Why are you behaving like you exist to carry scars? Why you are a star? Kingship is connected to stardom. For your information, every star in his field is a king in his realm.
you to get angry. You have survived for too long. You have existed ordinarily and normally for too long. You have been replaced and misplaced and displaced for too long. You must now find your place above only. In case you leave here this evening and somebody asks you, what did you hear? You may still tell him, I heard so many things. But one thing I will not forget is above only. I have no patience for the middle. I refuse to be tolerant of below. Somebody say amen. I'll give you our four or five examples of people who were kings in their realm. In scripture, people who occupied a place that was theirs. Number one, Joseph. When they gathered the magicians of Egypt, Joseph was in charge. When Pharaoh called the wise men of Egypt, there was one who outwised them. Effortlessly, in Genesis chapter 41, verse 8 and in verse 9. Genesis 41, 8 and 9. And it came to pass in the morning that the spirit of Pharaoh was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream. But there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my fault this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants and put me in the ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the baker. I'm reading all the way to verse 13. And we dreamed a dream in one night. I and he, we dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a young man, a Hebrew, servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him and he interpreted to us our dreams, to each man according to his dream's interpretation. And it came to pass as he interpreted to us, so it was, me he restored unto my office and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon and he shaved himself and changed his raiment and came in unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamt a dream and there is none that can interpret it. Everybody in your realm I have consulted them. None could do the job. And I heard say, somebody say, I hear say. That was what Pharaoh was saying. I heard say of thee, hear say, that thou canst understand the dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, say, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Long story made short, verse 39. After Joseph finished, Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all these, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. In the realms of prophetic dreaming and interpretation, in the realm of wisdom, in the realm of administration, finance administration, human resource administration, Joseph was number one. That is, he was king of the realm. Am I communicating at all? Look at your neighbor, say, God wants you to be number one in your field. Number two example is Job. Job was in the realm you might call enterprise, entrepreneurship, in the realm of trade. And in Job chapter 1 verse 1, the Bible said, there was a man in the land of Oz whose name was Job, and that man was a perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. Look at the CV of Job. His substance was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels. All right, let me say it like this. 7,000 little cars, 3,000 trucks, 500 tractors, yoke of oxen, 500 she asses, a very great household. Great household means great employee, workforce, labor force. So that this man was taller than everybody in the East.
Where he was, there was nobody who had more money, more resources, more influence, more capacity than Job. He was a king in his realm. In the realm of enterprise, in the realm of trade, in the billionaire's realm, those that deal with commodities, Job was on top. That's what God is saying. You might as well call him King Job. Esther was number three. She was in charge of her realm, double realm of entertainment and leadership. Beauty pageant. In Esther chapter 2 verse 15 to 16, we saw how when it was the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai who had taken her for his daughter, when it was time for her to go into the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor. Many women gathered to become the chosen one for the king Ahasuerus. But it was one that was chosen. Her name was Esther. She was in charge of her realm, in charge of her domain, in charge of her territory. Number four example, David. David was in charge of the realm of musical arts. This was even before he became king in Israel. Musical arts. That might be a department of performing arts. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 and in verse 17 all the way to verse 18, if you look at that, and Saul said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person. And the Lord is with him. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the Lord must amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. That was David. In the musical realm, he was king. Number five, Solomon. He was in charge of the realm of governance and leadership. And Solomon's son was so strange because he was not just a king, but a king among kings. A king that compelled the submission of other kings. In 1 Kings chapter 10 from verse 1 all the way to verse 10, we saw the queen of Sheba, how the queen of Sheba arrived to bow for the governance, authority and excellence of Solomon. You go all the way to 1 Kings 10, then you go to verse 23, now we move to verse 23, alright. Let's read this verse 6 that you position fed. And she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in my own land of thine acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came, and my eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceeded the fame which I heard. Move now to verse 23. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth. If you gather kings together, Solomon was kinga. King, kinga, kingest. Did you hear what I just said? Solomon was kinger than the rest. In fact, he was kingest. All the kings of the earth, Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear the wisdom which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver, vessels of gold, and garments, and armor, and spices, and horses, and mules. He read year by year. Somebody here who is going up like Solomon, shout the loudest amen. That amen can be better. That amen can be better. I tell you that amen can be better.
Lift your hands and say, I am going up.
Time will fail me to talk about Daniel. He was the king of the politicians. He was the king of the magicians. He was a king even of the prophetic, academicians, politicians, magicians. He was in charge. You took Daniel to the academic realm, he was on top. Took him to the realm of the magicians, he was in charge. Even though he was not a magician, but he saw more than them. You took him to the realm of the politicians, he was in charge. Until he remained in power for 71 years. Beloved brothers and sisters, if your name is called the Most High, and it will not be, because there is only one Most High. Who is that? El Shaddai. Whose name is Most High? And you look down, and your children are low. How will you feel? The son of a billionaire, holding plate and begging at the market site. And the report came to his father. No. When you are, your father is an elephant. Your genes implicated you. You are implicated for size. If your father is a lion, the lionic genes implicated you for roaring and mahashataka. If your father is an eagle, you are implicated for soaring. Why do you agree to remain where the enemy kept you? We are not trying to become anything extraordinary. We only want to become who God wants us to be. When you are a prophet, and there is a prophet of the devil, the rod of Moses is meant to swallow the rod of the magicians. They are not permitted to come near where you are, or come near in result, or come near in impact. And I prophesy today, the authentic mantles shall begin to swallow up the fake mantles. Authentic mantles shall begin to swallow up the fake mantles everywhere they are. The authentic mantles shall begin to swallow up. I saw my young man with a palm wear the other day. And I said, I don't like it. Doesn't look good. Bring it. I'll give you many. I change it on the spot. Yes, just something to wear at home, not to wear outside. It's not, I don't even want you to wear this, even at home. Because who I am implicates you. Daddy, I'm looking for a white shoe. Oh, I have plenty of white shoes. Go and choose which one you like. You are blessed to have the same shoe size with me. Told my wife some time back, that dress you are wearing, if I catch you next time with it, is home dress. No! The only destiny of that dress is to be burnt. Or buried or anything. Why? Because of who you are connected to. Just using this tiny, tiny illustration to see how Jehovah feels where you are cringing behind unbelievers and misrepresenting your father massively, as if he's a failure, as if he's a tail. Take your seat. Throughout history, God has never left himself without a witness. That was why the first billionaire in the history of America, literally in the history of the world, was a man from the Northern Baptist, genuine Christian in his days. I don't know what happened now, but never smoked, never drank. Started tithing from $1. John D. Rockefeller. He was in charge of his realm of oil, National Oil. That oil company split into about two or three, including the Chevron of today. They say he has monopolized the realm. Let them divide his company. All, when they divided, it was still bigger than others. Are you following what I'm saying here today? That wealth is still until today. Some people are doubting that some of his generation are not godly and so on. I don't know of that, but I know his history. His mother taught him the tithe. Am I communicating? That is the kind of witness God has had from history. The man called Wallace Johnson, co-founder of Holiday Inn, was a man in charge of that realm, which is, at one point this guy had 125,000 people on his payroll. Yes. Yes. On the payroll of the organization, on the payroll that were earning and eating from his hand. That is a king of a realm. Isaac Newton was a king in his realm. You can't talk of, and look at this, mathematician, physicist, astronomer, Vinci, theologian, and author, recognized as one of the most influential scientists of all time. Binomial theorems, differentiation, calculus, permutations, the field of mechanics and magnets, all the Newton's laws of gravitation, all of them, he discovered all of them. Even cooling systems. In that realm, he is king. And was also, he wrote more on preaching, the art of homiletics, the art of sermon preparation. He wrote more on it than on physics. He was actually a priestly king. Kingly priest, half king. Michael Faraday was king in his realm. Faraday's laws of electrolysis and electromagnetism, electrochemistry and electromagnetism, he was king in the realm. I believe that they said he was a lay preacher. I am talking of people in history who at one point or the other represented God, and they were above only. And I prophesy to you today, anything that kept you down, you are leaving that realm now. I know of two brethren that are under this coverage, both in construction, both in the realm of 10 figures. That are literally on top of their game in their realm of construction, of civil engineering in this country. One of them, the first time I met him, I told him, you have business in one state now. Very soon, you will cross over. Now he has active construction business going on in 34 states out of 36 in Nigeria, including countries of Africa. The other one, the same, is in their realm. The one I'm talking about now is an usher in his church. The other one I'm talking about is head of evangelism. Am I communicating? Kingly priest. and priestly king. There is one of the men who normally gave us his aircraft to use for crusades. In the field of his endeavor, currently in this country, is number one. What he produces is number one. Am I speaking now? So I am saying that to you to let you know that even in our days and even today, God has witnesses. One of the young men who was raised in this church, he said, Lord, I want to be like my father in the Lord. Then he went to the same university that I went. And then from first year, distinction. So his father he lost his father. So they placed him on scholarship. The school gave him automatic scholarship. He cleared everything till graduation. His mother is in the hospitality department here. And then from there, went for postgraduate, did surgery, got interested in neurosurgery, brain surgery, so he went to the United Kingdom. This guy, a 5-year neurosurgery course, he did it in 2 years. Brain surgery. When his professor was interviewing him on one of the neurosurgical qualification things, by the time he finished with the professor, you know what the professor told him? He said, you know this subject more than me. That is his teacher, the one who was and neurosurgery is very deadly. When they are teaching you the brain itself, is a lot of confusion. It's too complicated because of the kind of things that are there. All manner. These guys, so instead of returning back to Nigeria, they retained him there. There is an oil here that catapults people to the top. Our young man, he's the first person to graduate, to be a graduate from his family, rescued by the Oil of Peace Commission. Mathematics, did first degree, second degree. He was sound engineer. Which location? He do church? Show us his testimony. He said, that Dr. Bernard Egu is now in DIGC Liverpool. He did a research titled Numerical Method for Stochastic and Lenkane Equation and Stochastic Fractional Partial Differentiation Equations, Subdiffusion and Superdiffusion. It's an aspect of applied mathematics that is relatively new in the area of material science, financial markets, epidemiology, fluid dynamics, and engineering. He was in the sound engineer at the Kurudu Church here in Abuja before he left for studying the UK, and he's still the HOD of media in Liverpool Church right now. But it's a relatively new field. Just him and a few people went into the field for the first time. Electrodynamics, fluid dynamics, the motion of fluids. It has to do with a lot of things, even in, explorations and so on and so forth. And all of that. Now, the professor that came to interview him for his final PhD dissertation and to award him the PhD, he says one of the most dreaded mathematics professor in the whole of the UK is known for it. So when the man came to interview him, he said he sat with him for 5 hours. He asked him this, he moved there. By the time he tackled the man for 5 hours, the man said, you deserve it, take. Ay, 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 ay. Hey! 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 If you are saying an amen, shout the loudest amen. I see something is about to be fired into your system, fired into your mind, to catapult you to the top. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. The one you are talking about, the flood, is a guy that testified in the New York crusade. He saw me in the dream of the night. I was solving certain equations. I will solve it and clean it, solve it and clean it, solve it and clean it. He's in the area of geology and exploration. They invited him to a Western African country for flood control and flood prediction. At the interview, he said when they interviewed him, all of a sudden, he remembered some of the equations that I taught him in the dream. When he woke up, he had forgotten. At the interview, he remembered. That catapulted him to United Nations in New York, where they were doing certain things on space study and space engineering or something like that. Now, they said they gave him another interview. There was a second part of the equation he didn't remember after that dream. They gave him another interview and brought forth an equation for him to solve. He said the moment he looked at it, bam, it returned back. Hallelujah. That was what I sought for him in the dream. If you look at him now, that t-shirt he's wearing, that equation, that is what is on the chest. He's now highly rated in the space science realm. Someone get ready. Something is about to happen to you. You believe that, say loud amen. One of our young men here, in the realm of cinematography, film production. I believe it was this year, his work is rated number one nationally. One. That is, above the secular, there is a secular guy that is number one in terms of that realm. He overtook him this year with his product. One of our guys here in hospitality industry is establishing a new brand that is now in the class of Waldorf Astoria, higher class than that realm. Imagine a 5, 6, or 7-star hotel that is starting for the first time that is higher than Hilton. And it's starting in Nigeria and it doesn't have a branch anywhere yet. The first place is here. At the topmost top, anybody who is rising to go above all this, right, lift your right hand and say, "Father, my destiny and my realm is above, only, just above, only. I am stepping into that realm, and no devil can stop me." Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Very, very quickly, take your seat and I round off in 3 minutes. What is your responsibility? I'll talk more about this tomorrow, but what's your responsibility as king or queen? Number one is territorial command and control. Whatever be your realm, God wants to give you the command and the control of that realm. That you are really and literally in charge of the realm. Why will God give me control and command of the realm? It's another subject we'll deal with before this conference is over. Territorial command and control. Number two is territorial defense and security. God wants to put you in a realm where you can defend that realm for the kingdom. You can defend and secure that realm for the kingdom. So that ungodly influences don't overwhelm that realm. If it is entertainment industry or movie industry, you can defend and secure that realm for God. For
The assignment of a government is territorial, maintenance of territorial integrity.
Number three is resource command and control. God wants to put you in a realm where you will be a commander of money, a commander of resources, a commander of wealth for a certain purpose.
You know, when you rise in influence, it attracts affluence and abundance. There is a certain realm you rise to that you don't beg for money.
It is resource command and resource control. Number four is multitude's influence. They aside the duty of a king, someone in charge of a realm, is so that you can have influence over the multitude. As a role model, a pace setter, we'll look at that.
Multitude influence and leadership. Finally, judgment delivery. In those days, a king is a judge. A king is a judge. A king is a judge. Is a judge. He judges ungodliness, unrighteousness. How many of you know, especially in Yoruba land, almost everything is for the Oba in ancient times. Even to the right, Oja Oba. Is there any Yoruba person here who understands what I'm saying? Is there anything that has Oba attached to it? What else is for the Oba? Oja Oba. The market belonging to the king. So in those ancient times, the laborers or attendants of the palace will walk to the market, and everybody see their regalia, they know where they're coming from. They will come and carry as much yams as they want from anybody's shop, as much rice as they want. You know the response of the sellers? Kabies. Up, king. With all pleasure. The land is yours, everything is yours. And you are saying, Kai, if you go to the United Kingdom, what does not belong to the queen and the king? Royal Air Force. Royal Mail, His Majesty's Mail. Or Her Majesty's Mail. So who is from the UK here? Almost, eh? The tax. Her Royal Majesty's tax. Royal Majesty's mail. Royal Majesty Air Force. Everybody's land is on lease from the Queen. You don't own it. You have a lease. That is the currency. That is what royalty and kingship is all about. Even in the realm of the spirit, there is such a command and such a control. And we are asking, what is all this for? We'll get to that by tomorrow night's enthronement. Tomorrow, you will be showed in the morning the secrets of our priesthood and the secrets of our royalty in the evening. What does it take to be enthroned? After we have seen that, then what is left is the enthronement proper. How many people see that they are challenged and charged? And you believe above only is your place. Stand with a shout of victory. A larger victorious shout. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and give him the praise. Give him the praise, give him the honor. Give him the adoration, give him the worship. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. Mekadesh, thank you. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Glory to your name. Let us spiro hosaniga.
Yoskefira tamagazore toramakadajadi. Lesperita sofete sukalagarahisanu. Yonkerutebi efriyakatazamata. Lahushadada.
Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father,
today,
I come before you.
At least we should take 3 minutes of prayer.
Say after me, say, Father,
today,
I come before you
to
confirm that I realize that my place is
abode
only.
I am sorry
for agreeing
to be below.
I take my flight
to my
realm
above.
Only
I receive
the grace
to exist
above.
Only
I receive
that grace
now.
Open your mouth and
pray. Pray,
pray, pray.
Jesus.